If you're familiar with this music, then you are probably a fan of Friday Night Lights, the TV series about high school football in Dillon, Texas, and the people of the town there. Well, this music is the theme song from Friday Night Lights, the TV series. It's by a guy named Snuffy Walden, but he's imitating here the sounds of the original film score. The film version of Friday Night Lights back in 2004 was scored by the post-rock band known as Explosions in the Sky, a group with a very distinctive sound that has recently released a long-awaited and very welcome return record that we'll get a chance to sample in a bit. And even though Explosions in the Sky hasn't actually scored the TV series, some of their music has made its way into the show, and that post-rock sound really seems to color the soundtrack of not just the film version of Friday Night Lights, but the TV series as well. So, on this New Sounds program, this special New Sounds podcast edition, we'll be listening to some music from Explosions in the Sky, and a whole bunch of other bands who seem to have gotten a glimpse at the playbook of maybe Coach Taylor of the Dillon Panthers, or perhaps more to the point of Explosions in the Sky. What would that playbook entail? Well, the post-rock sound tends to start with a kind of tremulous beginning, electric guitars, usually without much in the way of drumming, but over the course of a piece, it builds up to a really emotional, really cathartic kind of climax without the use of words. It's done exclusively through instrumental means, usually by piling on layers of electric guitar and the drums building and driving the piece to its conclusion. It's all very orchestral at times, but it is done by what looks to be a rock band without a frontman. You hear that in Explosions in the Sky's music, but also in bands like Godspeed You Black Emperor and Mogwai, and there are many other well-known and lesser-known bands occupying this unusual musical territory that we'll be exploring. Let's start with Explosions in the Sky from their 2000 album called The Earth is Not a Cold, Dead Place. And this piece, called First Breath After Coma, actually was used in season one of Friday Night Lights. And then, from a band called Seven Saturdays, based in L.A., we'll hear a tune called The Shallow End. We'll wrap up this first set with Ephraim Manuel Minook. He is from the Montreal-based post-rock group Godspeed You Black Emperor, and his piece is called August 4, Year of Our Lord Blues. We start, though, in Austin, Texas, with this piece from Explosions in the Sky. Thank you. That is music from Ephraim Manuel Minook, who is best known as a member of the Montreal-based post-rock band Godspeed You Black Emperor, that piece called August 4, Year of Our Lord Blues. Before that, the L.A.-based post-rock band called Seven Saturdays and The Shallow End. And we began that set with the Austin, Texas-based post-rock band called Explosions in the Sky. First Breath After Coma comes from their 2000 release, The Earth is Not a Cold, Dead Place. And you get a sense of a theme developing here, three post-rock bands from three different places. But the Explosions in the Sky piece actually used in the first season of the show Friday Night Lights, which has returned to this Austin band time and time again since the original 2004 movie score. And what we're doing with this New Sounds program, this special podcast program, is a kind of score for an imaginary version of Friday Night Lights, taking the sound of Explosions in the Sky as its starting point. And let me give credit where due, this edition of New Sounds, programmed by the longtime New Sounds all-purpose assistant, Karen Havlick, who, when she heard that last piece by Ephraim Manuel Minook, declared it totally Friday Night Lights-worthy. I think we're both a little less certain how the found sounds of the French-speaking would play in Dillon, Texas, in that Seven Saturdays piece, but a nice work anyway, and certainly fit with the rest of what we're hearing. When we talk about post-rock, that's a style of music. It really goes back to the early 90s and to two bands in particular, Tortoise in Chicago and Rachel's in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, Rachels as a band is no longer with us, but several of the core members of Rachels are in this new group called the Young Scammels. Scammels is apparently a type of seabird, and it's a term, an obscure word, from Shakespeare's Tempest. And in fact, the recording that the Young Scammels came together to make was a soundtrack to a theater production of Shakespeare's Tempest. We'll hear a piece called A Solemn Air. Then, from a band out of Leeds, England, called Vessels, we'll hear a short but sumptuous piece called Heal from the quintet's 2011 release Helioscope, recorded with frequent Explosions in the Sky collaborator John Congleton. And at the end of the set, Hammock. And from their album Chasing After Shadows, Living with the Ghost, we'll hear Little Fly Mouchette. All of these, you know, have this kind of quality of repeating ostinato patterns and kind of a swelling emotive sense as the works go on, without relying on lyrics, on text, to get you there. But there is certainly a sense of being taken someplace. For at least one member of the New Sound staff, that place is apparently Dillon, Texas, and an episode of Friday Night Lights. Maybe for you it's someplace else, but here's the music, beginning with the Young Scammels.
Thank you.
from Nashville, Tennessee. That is a band called Hammock. Certainly not the kind of sound we usually associate with Nashville. Hammock is a post-rock group built around the sound of two electric guitarists, so they don't really have the kind of dramatic buildup of drums that drives so much of this so-called post-rock music that we're hearing, but they do a good job anyway of building up to an emotional, almost orchestral climax in a lot of their songs. This one is called Little Fly Mouchette, and it comes from the Hammock album entitled Chasing After Shadows, Living with the Ghost. Hammock, by the way, actually doing some collaborating with the Australian rock band The Church, and look for that coming out probably next year. We also heard from the UK band Vessels in a short work packed with swelling guitars and processed white noise called Heal, written in memory of Cosmic Mind blogger Rick Clay by the band Vessels. The Young Scammels from Louisville, Kentucky, started the set with A Solemn Air from the album Tempest, music for Shakespeare's Tempest, by The Young Scammels, which, as I mentioned earlier, includes a number of founding members of one of the first post-rock bands, the group Rachels. On this New Sounds podcast, we are listening to some post-rock music in the style of, among others, the group Explosions in the Sky. They have a new record. We're going to hear that in just a bit. Now, as both Hammock and The Young Scammels showed in that last set, there is no blueprint for making this kind of music. You don't absolutely have to have a pile driver behind the drum kit, for example, although certainly doesn't hurt. In this next set, we'll hear some bands who take very different approaches to so-called post-rock music. In fact, the first group, out of Texas, describes itself as ambient and experimental rather than post-rock. But they fit, as I think you'll see. The band's called This Will Destroy You, and we'll hear a piece called Leather Wings, which is moved along by a slow, stately marching beat in the drums. Then we'll hear the Australian trio known as Dirty Threes, just three guys, violin, electric guitar, and drums, and somehow they caught the attention of some later bands like Explosions in the Sky and Mogwai. They've name-checked Dirty Three in the past. You may know the violinist Warren Ellis from his recent work with Nick Cave on soundtracks like The Road, but we'll hear a song from Dirty Three called I Really Should Have Gone Out Last Night. And then Codes in the Clouds give us a piece called The Reason in Madness, in Love, which is one of those big, slow-burn kind of post-rock pieces, very much in the vein of Mogwai or Explosions in the Sky. So we'll hear that from Codes in the Clouds, but first this cheerily named band out of Texas called This Will Destroy You.
Thank you.
That's a band called Codes in the Clouds. The Reason in Madness in Love is the name of the track. As I mentioned earlier, a slow build there from this post-rock band, Codes in the Clouds. We also heard Dirty Three, a band that seems to have influenced a lot of later groups. Explosions in the Sky and Mogwai have both apparently liked them. We started that set with This Will Destroy You, a band out of Texas, and a song called Leather Wings. Once again, this special New Sounds podcast, programmed by the longtime New Sounds staff of one, Karen Havlick, under the dual spells of the TV series Friday Night Lights and the band Explosions in the Sky, whose music provided the soundtrack to the original film version and continues to be used occasionally in the TV series as well. And why not? It's great, moody stuff. And I mentioned earlier that they have a recent recording, a new album. It's called Take Care, Take Care, Take Care. And this is Postcard from 1952 to wrap up this edition of New Sounds. I'm John Schaefer. Hope you've enjoyed it. And if you have, send us an email. Karen and I see them all. Our email address is newsounds@wnyc.org.